Hi, and welcome to Barrier Breakers, United Way of Central Maryland's podcast to help you be informed, be inspired, and be more. I'm your host, Gwen Shem, and in this episode, you have the chance to hear more from Sayon Bryce, the executive chef of Black Swan.
But to be in my position, to be, you know, on Food Network, you know, never being in culinary school, but I made it to Food Network, you know, to be in my position that Pepsi ended up contacting me to be a partner and flying me out to Las Vegas to do a dish and have my own culinary residency. And this is what I'm saying, like, as a musician, to play for an artist that has the, that has their own residency is like, whoa, bro, you're like in Vegas, you're on tour. So to have your own culinary residency and be on a culinary tour, to be asked to come to like some of the great chefs here, to ask me to go with them to cook at James Beard, visit Baltimore. You know, they end up sending, you know, some great chefs from Baltimore, like six different chefs, up to New York at the James Beard House. And we represented our city.
Mm-hmm.
And to really, you know, James Beard, Michelin stars, they're the Grammys, they're the Oscars, they're the Emmy awards of, you know, culinary. And to actually be at the James Beard House and to take a tour and to touch the stove and to touch the pots and to say, oh my God, like everyone has cooked here that are icons. They're legends. They're, you know what I mean? Like you're like one day, you know? And for me to stand there on the ground in the home, to open up a door, you know, just to look at the kitchen, to take a picture in the kitchen myself and wish to say, you know what, one day I will be here to cook. I will be in this home to cook one day. I will have a dinner here. I will be this chef that, you know, people want to travel all over the world to taste the food that I created. And it happened. And then we end up cooking at the James Beard the platform location. And we had an opportunity to showcase who we are and who I was from Baltimore. And it went very well. And people were, you know, super excited about it. To be in Las Vegas to do a dish, you know, for 4 weeks, to have a dish on the menu for 4 weeks in Las Vegas at Mandalay Bay and Luxor Hotel in two different restaurants, that is a dream come true. And that's what I say about, I mentioned about not, it's certain things that I did not wish for. I didn't know to want to go to James Beard House when I started cooking. I didn't know that that was a thing. I didn't know that to have a culinary residency is a dream come true for any chef to be like, bro, my dish is in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Largest platforms in the world for food and anything else. And you can go see my face in the hotel when you walk in there and eat my food that I created at an MGM property is like, what? And then to get a call back to say, hey, we want you to come back because you did so well. And I'm like, okay, when? They were like, Super Bowl. We want you to come and do two dishes for Super Bowl for brunch at another restaurant. So this is the third restaurant that I personally had my food in Las Vegas that people went there to eat and took pictures with me and wanted autographs. They wanted autographs from me.
That is cool.
And I'm saying, I did not know that that was a thing to wish for.
Yeah.
But just being diligent, just kind of like, just pushing forward, you know, not letting, you know, in my story, you know, it's really intense. You know, like, you know, being a Black chef wasn't an easy task. And it's not a, you know, it's not like a sad story. It's actually a story of like triumph. Like it's actually a story where this is what I talk about, where I put my head down, I kept going. And doing so, I am where I am now. Like God allowed me to be in a position where I am now, never being a, you know, to culinary school. But Guess what? I was able to go to Lincoln Tech and do a whole class at Lincoln Tech culinary program. So I'm teaching the kids, and I never even been in the culinary school. So I'm in their culinary school teaching them and letting them know, like, no, you should do it. For you to be able to have on a white coat and be sitting here, you made a big move. You made a great accomplishment, and you should continue to do it because the ultimate goal is for you to make a major impact on people. And it goes back to the Black Swan theory. If we all get into a position where we are people that's supposed to inspire, we are people that's supposed to help, people that needs help. We are people that's supposed to lend a helping hand. We're people that's supposed to encourage and motivate. Now it gets to the point where that's how I feel. That's where the superhero part comes in with Chef Seon. Like, it comes in with me to say, I feel like a superhero because it's times where I look like that nothing bothers me. I look like nothing can faze me. I look like, that I can conquer everything. When you're looking at 1,000 people sitting on a farm and not one plate comes back, and you're cooking on propane, people, I mean, because I did it. I looked at my chefs like, how did you do that? And it's almost like they will low key say is like, yo, that's magical. Like, that is magical, right? And so for that, like, this whole journey, it's just like it was like, wow, it's mind-blowing. Vegas, Food Network, James Beard, all these magazines, just being recognized, winning awards, having the best food, being in Baltimore Magazine, being in all the, Baltimore Banner, having these articles, and just having people tell me. I had a person come here the other day. They were in LA. Someone told them, you have to make it to Black Swan restaurant. They were in LA. They were on the
Yeah.
West Coast. And they came here because they were traveling back home to New York, but they made a stop. And to be a restaurant where people can have like just like a destination to say, you're a destination restaurant. We heard about that. We saw it on Instagram, or we saw it on social media, on Facebook or Twitter. And it's very humbling. And it's like, I don't take it for granted. And I have a great team. I have an amazing team that comes to work every day. They come here, they're motivated, they want to learn more. My kitchen staff, I love my kitchen staff because they allow me to be more free because they absorb a lot of the pressure that is on my shoulders. So when I look in the kitchen and they're sauteing everything correctly, like I showed them, when they're making the recipes the exact way that I showed them, where we have a whole lot of, a whole line of balance and consistency in the restaurant where people can come back and get the lamb chops the same exact way that they had them a year ago. That is not easy to do, but the challenge is to find people that you can mold. You can mold to try to emulate or try to duplicate or just try to just become a version, an inkling of who you are. I'm a person that I love people, so I need everyone that works for me. And I'm not saying that in any demeaning way, but any of my staff or my family members here that are my teammates here, I need them to have my heart. And my heart is that I love people. I care about people. I care about what I'm putting on the plate. I care about how it looks. I care about how it tastes. I care about what you think of it, because that's important, And I never take that for granted. And my journey is so broad, like, wanting to go to culinary school in Hyde Park, New York. And my mom was like, absolutely not. And I'm like, mom. She's like, you're not leaving me. And I'm like, wow, are you serious? Like, I'm trying to really do this. She was like, no, absolutely not. So then I didn't get it. I'm thinking like, okay, well, she don't want me to go to Hyde Park. Let me ask her if I can go to Lyon, France. I'm like, what was I thinking? Like, she said
Yeah,
no
New
to
York's out, but France,
France. Hey, oh yeah,
let's
sure.
give
Go
it a
to France.
shot.
So, but it's really so it's a lot that it's a lot to my story. And I'm just appreciative to be able to share a portion of my story with you, the world. And there's a lot more that I could talk about, but I just wanted to kind of give you and give everyone just an inkling and kind of like touch on some things about just who I am.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I really appreciate. I mean, I'm so struck that you wanted to be a cowboy and here you are as a fine dining executive chef and like just the journey and like you said, it sounds like you had tons of mentors along the way from I wrote them down. But yeah, Chef Daphne and then you had Chef Lauren and Luke and Kevin Miller and so many that influenced who you are today. And now I hope you know you're that mentor for your staff. And that's the way that you continue to serve your staff and I mean your community just generally.
No, that's true. I mean, and that's why when they talk about a village, you know, it's so many ways to look at the village. You know, the village don't always have to be their family. The village is just they're a community that understand the end result, the ultimate goal, and they all pull together to say, hey, it takes a village. You know, it took somebody to yell at me, you know, even though like today you can't yell at people, but at that time it took someone to, you know, to correct me. And whether it was they were correct by yelling or choosing that way to correct me or whatever, I am just appreciative that every situation that I have encountered as a chef allowed me to grow, or I should say I encountered as a person allowed me to grow as a chef. It allowed me to be a better person and allowed me to know how to handle situations. I'm human. We're all human. We're not going to be perfect, but to be able to have that experience and that exposure, which is super important, the exposure gave me more knowledge. It gave me more to go on to say, no, it's okay. Oh, they didn't like the salmon. Okay, not a problem. I can make another one for you to your liking, or we can choose something else off the menu. Going all the way back to that deli, going all back to just being able to accept the fact that the one swipe of mayo, whether I thought they should have had more mayo, but because they said that's what they wanted, I had to do it. And I had to be okay with that's how you want it. And I think the confirmation from that is when I doubted, like, are you sure it's a lot of bread for a little bit of sauce? But okay. And I made it. The confirmation was a week later, that same person came into my line and said, I need you to make it the same exact way. It was amazing. You know what I mean? And you never know. That's why you have to get out of your own way. And I literally learned to get out of my own way in a lot of situations. And as crazy as it is, man, our industry, the culinary industry, is a tough industry. It's very tough. A lot of people don't survive. It's very taxing on your body. It's taxing on your family, your relationships. But it's something about it that is very rewarding when it comes to the fact that when people get some good food, when they get some good drinks, it just brings back that love, that community, that whole conversation. It can calm down the craziest storm. You know, like you get somebody some good food and they were feeling bad, that can just change their whole demeanor. And I'm happy that I and appreciative that I had a chance to have both of the best worlds, music and the food. So now I'm all into the arts as a creative. And I can go and play drums right now and play a song that someone remembered and be like, oh my God, I love that. Like that brings back so many memories. Or I can go in the kitchen right now and cook a piece of Chilean sea bass and it will bring back some memories. It's nothing better than having those two, gifts that I can just return to everyone in the community. And it's amazing.
And I think that ties into something you also just said, is that you share that the mentors and your family in the village shares a little bit of your heart. And I think through music, like you said, if you're bringing back memories that way, or if you're cooking the Chilean sea bass and you're bringing back those memories, you're sharing a little bit of your heart with the world in those ways too.
Absolutely. And that's why like it's so important to really understand who you are, what you're doing it for, who's your audience. Because at the end of the day, you want to just represent and you want to be 100% into what you're doing. You do not want to short anyone, And that's why I'm really particular about my food. I'm really particular about the garnishes. I'm particular about where I buy my food from. Who's consuming my food? What type of oils did I cook the food in? Is it safe for the human consumption for the most part? Like everything nowadays is not good for you, but just being more, conscious and more aware, gluten-free and dairy-free items and vegan option items, and that's me. And it just goes back to the beginning, like just being considerate, just having a heart where if you care for the people, you do for the people, and that's just where I am. And I pray, that my journey continues to be uplifting, for my community and for other communities and just for whoever I impact and whatever moment I'm in and whatever environment that I'm in, that I can just have that impact on everyone that's positive and is loving, and just want to be inspiring to do it again. And that's why the children, they're so important because they're really the future. I was one of those kids that was the future. I was a little black kid that came into a kitchen and said, hey, I want a job. Whether someone thought that I would make a difference or not, I need someone to know that the way I looked at that chef, where they were chopping up and they were on the line cooking, they were like, wow, look how he's going, look how she's going. I want someone to look at me the same way to say, hey, you can do it. You can be what I am. Matter of fact, you can be better. And I can help you be better.
And that, my friends, was Sayon Rice, the executive chef of Black Swan. From the role of mentorship in his journey to how he broke down barriers, Chef Sayon is an incredible community leader right here in Central Maryland. Thank you for listening to this episode of Barrier Breakers, and be sure to catch the next one.
Today's episode was developed by the United Way of Central Maryland's marketing team. You can find our other podcasts at uwcn.org/podcast and wherever you listen.